We're on Martha's Vineyard, the island, on the coast of Massachusetts, which has become more and more familiar to people around the world because of publicity in the last 12 years. But I lived here for 3 years in another episode of my life back in the 70s, the late 70s, and had a pottery studio here. It gets under your skin. When I came here, the first year I was intent on the business and what I was doing, but I got so organized that the second year I became a beach bum. And the summer of 77, I spent on South Beach a lot and other beaches, but something extraordinary about the North Atlantic. I lived in California for years and hardly went to the ocean at all. It just didn't get me at all. I was ruined by the drama of the North Atlantic. It's not as wide. I don't know if that makes any difference, but it's more much more serious and violent. As we saw, you and I were by the shore a lot in the last 2 days, and that's part of it. It's also got the East Coast of America, Outer Lands terrain and fauna and flora. And that means trees that are dwarfed and almost like a bonsai effect to them. And I just, that appeals to me tremendously. The oaks really want to grow. I mean, they're prolific. They'll overgrow your property here, but they don't grow fat and they don't grow tall. They're dwarfed by the conditions. I think it's in the soil, but also because of the influence of the weather. The weather comes across America and goes out into the Atlantic, but then sometimes it circles around and comes back on shore. That's the classic nor'easter. And it has effect on the trees. And I love that. This is also a creative place. There many creatives are attracted to live here or come here or visit here. And I like that energy tremendously.